Hello, everyone. Thank you for once again tuning into the next episode of the Football Betting Podcast with me, Tom Pipkin, and my co-host, Tom Walker. We are really, really, really reaching the end of the season now. It is the final day across League One and League Two to look at in this week's podcast, plus the Championship with most teams having two games left to go and the Premier League as well. How are you doing, Tom Walker? Are you ready to win some profit for everybody this weekend?
I think so. We were just doing a little bit of prep, and it looks last week we spoke about teams having a cause and therefore having a short price, i.e. needing to win to stay up or something like that. And boy, oh boy, that has been tightened as we go into the final day in League One and League Two. But we'll do our best to find some winners.
We will. We are sponsored by Quiff.com. as ever, and Quiff is the only place where your bets can be supercharged. So any bet that you place with Quiff, if it's a single, if it's an accumulator, no matter what the odds are, and no matter what stake you put on, has the opportunity to be Quiffed. That's where the original odds can be massively boosted, they could be slightly boosted, or they couldn't be boosted at all. Such is the fun and the thrill of betting with Quiff. It means that you can get odds way over the market rate for something. So please do check out Quiff and take advantage of a bet £10, get £30 surprise bet. You can help out the podcast by using our sign-up code, which is in the podcast show notes. But yeah, Tom, Premier League, we've still got teams that have got four or five games to play here. So it's not quite as close to the end as the Football League is, but it kicks off with West Ham against Liverpool. Liverpool now looking like they've blown it, considering how good Man City are. Arsenal turned around their form after a couple of defeats. You know, they're 3 points behind, inferior goal difference. Are they going to get anything against West Ham? I don't trust it, to be honest.
No, I don't trust them either. I think both teams to score at 1.5 could be a shout. I mean, we do need Liverpool to sharpen up a little bit in front of goal for that to happen. But this is mainly on a West Ham angle. You know, if you have a look at West Ham's last eight games, there's only been two that haven't been both teams to score. So, and in both of those games, they conceded twice. They just didn't score. So pretty reliable to... you know, not keep a clean sheet. In the Premier League, Tom, you have to go back. Let's have a look here. Sorry, I just have that. In the Premier League, when do you think West Ham's last clean sheet was?
Crikey. February?
2nd of January.
Crikey.
Was their last Premier League clean sheet. They have kept clean sheets in the Conference League, but Premier League, gotta go back to January. So yeah, let's go both teams to score, I think.
Okay, cool. We've got a bunch of 3 o'clock, so we're not gonna read out a tip for them, but we'll flick through them to see if there's anything that we do like the look of. Fulham Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace is an outsider at 3.12. I don't think I've ever seen the price of 3.12 on a sports book before, but here we go. When they have Eze and Elise playing, as you know, it's been widely spoken about across you know, news outlets, social media, they're a different animal, aren't they, Palace? And even Mateta's getting in on the goals as well over the last couple of game weeks. They've got three consecutive wins, one against Liverpool 1-0, one against West Ham 5-2, and then impressive one against Newcastle 2-0 as well. So for Palace to get a fourth win in a row, that front three firing on all cylinders away from home at over 2-1 against the Fulham side, who've only got one win in their last five games. They've conceded three goals in three of those last five Premier League games as well. So they're not in the best form to end the season here, Fulham.
No, I'm hot on Palace. Glad you brought up Fulham's form. In those five games that you mentioned, a draw with Sheffield United, where they kind of came back right at the end, and a 3-1 defeat away at Forest, which is getting worse week by week, that result. Mm. So, yeah, I'm all in on Palace at a lovely price.
Yeah. Anything you want to look at for Wolves, Luton or Newcastle, Sheffield United?
Oh, you threw me off. I was ready to go Man U, Burnley. Newcastle and both teams to score, I think I like. So that is priced at 2.3. I think Sheffield United are playing with a nice bit of freedom, aren't they, at the minute? I think they know that the game's up. You know, Newcastle have been decent recently, but are coming off the back of that 2-0 defeat at Palace. I can see them getting a win 100%, and as they should, as a challenge for Europe, priced at 1.22 for the win. But let's chuck in that both teams to score and check that, you know, Harmer, Brereton Diaz, someone like that can pop up with a goal for the Blades.
Yep. Well, let's move on to Man U Burnley then, because there's something we both like. I'll read out a couple of stats and then, you know, you'll get the idea of where we're going with this one, and then you can beef it up with anything you want to add as well.
Mm.
So Burnley haven't kept a clean sheet for 17 consecutive games. You know, never mind West Ham's leaky defence. Burnley really struggling to keep them out. 17 consecutive games there. Man U themselves, though, no clean sheets for 7 consecutive games. Seven consecutive games also for Man U, where both teams have scored, and 6 of the last 7 Burnley games both teams have scored. We know where we're going with this. It's going to be a both teams to score. It's priced at 1.48, so just a touch under 1-2, so it's a little bit short, but you know, considering those stats, you can see why it is the price it is. It just feels like if we're looking at Man U, they're really making life difficult for themselves at the moment, aren't they? Just the last 5 games that we can look back at, we've had that 4-2 in midweek where they beat Sheffield United. They went behind in stage as well, if I remember right.
Yeah.
The 3-3 penalty win before that in the FA Cup against Coventry, 2-2 draw against Bournemouth, 2-2 against Liverpool, a 4-3 late turnaround where they lost against Chelsea. They're conceding a lot of goals, but they are also scoring plenty of goals. So why we think this will be an entertaining goal-scoring game. Because Burnley have got to go for it, really, haven't they?
Yeah, Burnley are kind of in do or die, and their fixtures are really tough. If they're going to, honestly, you know, if inside their camp, they're probably looking at this a game they can get at least a draw from. No one goes to play United with fear anymore. I would, Tom, extend on your both teams to score. Man U and both teams to score, 2.6. I do expect United to pull a rabbit out of a hat again, but I do want to make profit chasers aware that, you know, you're dancing with the devil anytime you back United to win against anybody, really.
Yeah, you're not wrong. 5:30 is Everton against Brentford. Not anything that particularly interests me in this game. Both sides pretty much safe now. Anything for you?
Unders for me. Under 2.5 is even money. Again, yeah, Tom, two teams that are safe, pretty much. You know, the math might not say that, but, you know, realistically, I think both teams are pretty comfortable. And then, you know, for Brentford, 4 of their last 6 have been unders. And for Everton, 3 of their last 6. So it's not, you know, 6 out of 6 or anything like that recently. But, you know, 55.88% of Everton games this season have been unders. Brentford do buck the trend a little bit. It's just a third of their games that have been unders this season. But, you know, I'm looking at these two as a nice, safe, shake hands draw that suits everybody, like a 1-1 or perhaps even a 0-0.
Yep. Okay. And then finally, 8 o'clock, football throughout the day on Saturday. Ooh. Aston Villa at home to Chelsea. Villa for me here, 2.05 for them to get the win. Chelsea away from home, they've won just 2 of their last 11 Premier League away games. So their away form in general in the league isn't great. Add into that, they had the FA Cup semi-final defeat to Man City, where they really should have got more from it. And then the 5-0 loss to Arsenal last time out a few days ago. So they're not coming into this game in particularly good form. And Villa has started to turn things around really now over the last few weeks after a little bit of a wobbly period. We saw them come through that penalty shootout against Lille to advance in the Europa Conference League. They beat Arsenal, of course, in that massive 2-0 away win at the Emirates, and then back that up with a 3-1 win at home to a very capable Bournemouth side. So this is a Villa side, all eyes on the Champions League spots in that fourth position to go alongside that Europa Conference League run. And for me, they're just going to be a bit above Chelsea, who are very inconsistent, as you'd expect from the kind of youthful side.
Yeah, going to pour cold water on Chelsea's run that people are getting excited about. It includes games against Leicester, Burnley, Man U, who are all over the place, Sheffield United, Everton, an incredibly tired Man City team, and then they got absolutely pumped by Arsenal. So not the creme de la creme, and I know they have picked up recently, but Villa will beat them, in my opinion.
Yeah. Move to Sunday then. We've got Bournemouth against Brighton to get us started at 2 o'clock. Anything you fancy in this bad boy?
Maybe Bournemouth at 2.25. Brighton have been terrible, I think, since what? Maybe January or February?
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, they've been pretty poor, honestly. And I think they're getting away with it quite a lot. You know, obviously, they're in no danger of going down and not really threatening those European spots. Bournemouth seems to have a bit more about them and still kind of, you know, look to play towards a particular plan, etc. So, yeah, I'd tickle Bournemouth, but it's nothing too crazy.
Yep, I'd agree. Tottenham against Arsenal and the big one on Sunday. Spurs aren't too bad, to be fair, priced at 3.5 for the victory. But as we always mention on the podcast, when Tottenham are playing at home, it's got to be both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. It's priced at 1.65. I read it out every single time. It keeps coming in. Tottenham have played 16 games at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in the Premier League this season. 15 of those 16 games have been both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. So we're going to go for that selection again. It keeps on coming in for us. Spurs in general at home, eight of the last nine home games, they have won and both teams have scored. So they are on very good form. The extra, obviously it's a derby, a massive rivalry here, Tottenham against Arsenal. No one needs to be told that. But I think considering the stakes with Arsenal really going for the league title, Tottenham, they're going to really want it to stick a spanner in their title charge, aren't they here?
Yeah. I don't mean to be... I think it's good sometimes when we disagree. That tip that you read out has been coming in week after week after week after week, and you're right to read it out. But I think this is different. Arsenal have the best defense in the league by 6 clear goals. 26 they've conceded this season. I just think Arsenal are so professional. They have amazing foundation, back four, Rice, goalkeeper. I don't think this is going to be the humdinger that is advertised. I think this could be Arsenal and both teams to score. No, I think we could see a clean sheet here. It's 3.0. is the price for that. I think they go there. Big opportunity, learned from last year. And Tottenham, for me, you know, Ange only knows how to play one way. He's going to throw the kitchen sink at Arsenal, and I think they'll pick him apart and win quite comfortably in the end.
Yeah, fair. And we're all about balance here on the podcast. We want to give everyone all the stats and all the information, and you can kind of make your own mind up to kind of go in line with what you're saying. Arsenal have kept 6 consecutive Premier League away clean sheets.
I tell you what, the next game, absolutely unanimous, and we're both on the same page.
Oh my God, just give them the points now. There's no point. If we want to protest against VAR or whatever, just don't turn up. There's no. I'd rather take the 3-0 forfeit for not playing than what might happen on the pitch. It's Nottingham Forest at home to Man City to wrap up Sunday. It's the 4:30 kickoff. Man City, very short, as you'd expect. They're 1.28 for the victory. But there is stuff that I think we can sink our teeth into to get a little bit of juice from the lemon, if you like. So Man City to score in both halves is priced at 1.85, which I thought was fairly good considering, A, it's Man City and we're hopeless. So that's not too bad. I thought I expect Forest to lose 3-4-0 here. I also think you can get Man City to win the first half. That's 1.75. And Man City to score over 1.5 goals in the first half is 2-1, so 3.0. I just feel like it's always the same. It happened under Cooper. It happened under Nuno. Whenever we play a top team, we just seem to sit back and invite pressure onto us. And inevitably, we get broken down. And then only once we've conceded do we seem to actually start playing and look a bit more of a threat. But, you know, once you go 1-0 down to Man City, that's it. You've given the game away already for me.
I had I had Man City to win the first half. That was something I was going to read out. I don't have anything else to add. This will be an absolute murder.
It's been a murder. okay, we have, that's it, right?
Yeah,
that's it. I was going to look and say it's a Monday game, but there's not. That's the lot. Right, let's dive straight into the Championship then. As we mentioned before, two games left for most teams, unless you're Ipswich, I think, and probably someone else.
Coventry,
thank you. Get us kicked off. Who do you fancy in the champ this weekend?
Norwich, 1.66, price short against the Swansea team that have won three in a row as they kind of hover around that 14th spot. Those three wins, however, were against Stoke, Rotherham and Huddersfield. This is a big step up. Norwich in the driving seat for a playoff spot. They currently occupy the last position. And as we said at the top of the show, I do like it that the EFL are obviously trying to give the Championship its own kind of final day as its premier competition. Norwich, for example, there's two games left to play. There's 3 points, a gap from them to Hull City. Basically, a win here would put them in almost a lock, I would say. Mm-hmm. Goal difference, plus 16, Hull, plus 9. They've been strong at home all season and scoring plenty of goals. So, yeah, Norwich for me with the fifth best home record in the league to get it done.
Okay, yeah, I like that one. I'm going to go for Sheffield Wednesday on the double chance in their game at home to West Brom. So you've got Sheffield Wednesday, who currently sit 1 point above the relegation zone, against the West Brom side, who are in fifth place, same as Norwich, 3 points inside those playoff positions. West Brom's playoff push has very much been built on the foundations of being a strong home side. They've won 14 of their 22 home games this season, lost just 4 of those 22. However, away from home, they've won just 6 of 22 away. If we look at their recent away games that they've had in the league, just one win in their last 7, that came against Huddersfield away from home. To be fair to them, they haven't lost many. They've got a lot of draws in there, but they go away to a Sheffield Wednesday side who are full of confidence, starting to pick up lots of points now. They've lost just one of their last 8 games, home and away. That was to Leeds. So, yeah, I think this is a side at home who are on good form. They're now out of the relegation zone and they can definitely get at least a draw, can Sheffield Wednesday.
Yes, they can. Honestly, I've barely got anything left for the champ that's strong. I do have an unders. So I've got under 2.5 goals. It's 1.8. This is between Huddersfield and Birmingham. Just two crap.
What a game.
Yeah, honestly. Just two absolutely crap teams 52.27% of all games for both teams have been under 2.5. It's two teams that just can't score. They're in danger. It's not going to be free-flowing. It's going to be tight. There's so much on the line here. Just kind of to paint a picture for everybody, Huddersfield 23rd, Birmingham 22nd. Huddersfield 3 points from safety, Birmingham 1 point from safety. And as you mentioned, Tom, kind of expecting Wednesday to get something. So, that could be pretty much curtains for Huddersfield. I think it's just two bad teams that won't be able to find more than a goal each.
Yeah. One more for me. I'm going to chuck one out at a price. Coventry to win and both teams to score. Coventry are playing away at Blackburn Rovers this weekend. The price for that is 4.3. It's pretty much curtains for Coventry on their playoff push for this year. They're 9 points behind with nine to play for. So, you know, it's completely out of their hands. It's very, very, very unlikely that they're going to do it. But to give themselves any chance, they have to win this weekend. And I think considering the fact that they are on a run of nine games without a clean sheet, and 10 consecutive games being over 2.5 goals, eight of that's nine Coventry games being both teams to score. They've got to win. They can't keep clean sheets. They have players such as Ellis Sims, who is, you know, banging form and seems to score every week at the moment. So for me, Coventry to win at a price with Blackburn getting on the score sheet.
League One?
Let's go to League One. Yeah, there's more to play for in League One, isn't there? A little bit more to play for. So, you know, we can get a bit more juice in the prices really here.
Yeah, reminder, it's the last day in League One. So promotions, playoffs, relegation, all to be decided. As a Forest fan, I'm just going to read out that Derby will win. They're priced at 1.22. And that's the tip. No research required. Moving on.
Yeah, well, if you want a game to secure promotion, at home to bottom of the league is not a bad one, is it?
Yeah, they're just going to win. It's as simple as that.
It'd be an all-timer if they manage to fumble this one. But they'll win, I'm sure. You're right. Chasing them and hoping Carlisle do them a massive favour is Bolton. So Bolton go away to Peterborough. Bolton are priced at 2.1 to get the win. So Bolton need to win and need to win well and hope Derby lose in order to overtake Derby and take that automatic promotion spot. I think a lot of this depends on the Peterborough team selection. There's been a lot of talk in the media from Peterborough chairman Darren McAntony, the manager Darren Ferguson. They rested a lot of players quite controversially in midweek. Peterborough had a game away at Cheltenham. Cheltenham obviously fighting relegation. Peterborough played almost an entirely different starting 11 of backup and reserve players, which ultimately had a big hand in Cheltenham winning 2-0. They're saying that their players are burnt out. They won the Bristol Street Motors Trophy. They've had a long cup run. It's been a long season for a young side. So they're now just kind of resting and getting a bit more energy in the legs and reserving themselves for the playoffs. So if that's the case again in the team selection this weekend, and Bolton need to win and need to win well in order to have any chance of automatic promotion, then Bolton to win at 2.1 could be a good price here.
Yeah, another tip kind of based on cause. Lincoln, 2.05. They are up against Portsmouth. Portsmouth, champions of League One. They will be in the championship next season, that is guaranteed, and they have already been crowned champions. Fans are going to be in great voice. Everything's going to be pretty handbrake off, I would say, for Portsmouth, even though they will try and win the game, of course. They're playing against Lincoln, who, Tom, Lincoln and Donny, who we'll get onto in the League Two segment. There's always one team in there every year that comes from absolutely nowhere to crash the playoffs, and it looks like it's going to be Lincoln. They are in the driving seat by 5 goals. So I say goals because they're level with Oxford on points. I've been massively impressed with Lincoln. I think everybody has recently. I think Portsmouth might let their guard down a little bit, and Scubala and his boys can get it done. Yeah, they have won 4 of their last 6 games, including the last two, and including a huge game away at Oxford when they won 1-0. And that is very much kind of in my mind. That is very much kind of a big do or die kind of game with a lot of pressure on, even more than this weekend, I think. And that gives me confidence that I can back Lincoln against the champions, 2.05.
Yeah, and one more needs must one for me here in League One to round my stuff off. Blackpool to win away at Reading, price at 1.90. Blackpool, like Lincoln, chasing the playoffs. They're on 73 points. Lincoln, as you mentioned, in 6th place on 74. And Barnsley just above them on 75. So Blackpool, with a win and results going their way, could overthrow 2 teams in the playoffs this weekend. They're on a 4-match winning run. So they've beaten Cambridge, Fleetwood, Carlisle and Barnsley. So they've probably had 4 of the worst... performing sides in recent weeks in that run of 4 victories, but you can only beat who's in front of you. It's going to build confidence, and they go away to a tougher test, Reading away. But needs must here, and 1.9 for a team that needs to get a win against a team with nothing to play for. It could be a good one for Blackpool.
Yes. Tom, I mean, it's a bit of a straight shootout, isn't it, at the bottom of League One for the kind of final relegation spot. We've got Carlisle, Port Vale and Fleetwood all confirmed to be heading down to League Two. We've got Cheltenham on 44. Then we've got Burton on 46, Cambridge on 47. Mm. Cambridge mathematically in trouble, but realistically it's between Cheltenham and Burton. I'm going to be back in Cheltenham away at Stevenage. Now, interestingly, both of these teams are priced at 2.62. A reminder that Stevenage have had an unbelievable season and will finish around 9th position, which is a tremendous achievement, obviously orchestrated by Steve Evans, who has now gone to Rotherham. Alex Revel is taking temporary charge as they figure out what they're going to do in the summer, and I'm going to capitalize on that. This is a Cheltenham team that have won 2 of the last 3. They were expected to survive pretty comfortably, I think. Daryl Clark came in, had a great impact, but that fell away. But it looks like they've got it together right at the last hurdle. Last 3 games for me, a huge reason why I want to back them. They beat Burton, yes, the team that they're kind of going up against. 2-1 away, huge high-pressure game. They lost 2-1 at home against Lincoln. By all accounts, I didn't watch the game, but I read that it was a pretty even match and Cheltenham played really well. And then they beat Peterborough 2-0 at home. I think Cheltenham can go to Stevenage, who are just kind of waiting for the season to end and kind of planning on what's coming next, and get a win. And interestingly, yeah, priced at 2.62, the same as the home side. I think I'll be back in Cheltenham.
It's a good old price, isn't it, that for a team that has to win. They have to win.
Yeah.
And Stevenage got nothing to play for, like you say. So, yeah, could certainly see Cheltenham coming in. I'm sure there'll be something that accumulator-wise that features Cheltenham for me this weekend. Shall we move into League Two?
No.
Oh.
I got one more.
Go on.
It's a double chance. You know how every year there's a team that comes from nowhere to make the playoffs? There's always a team in nearly every division that is in the playoffs and just falls apart.
Like a stone. Yeah.
Like a stone. And in terms of their playoff position, it is under threat. And I think they will fall out this weekend. It is Barnsley. I'm going to go for Northampton double chance. So draw or Northampton 2.62. Barnsley, incredibly, sacked their manager midweek with one game to go. They had lost four of the last five, hadn't won in their last five games. You know, very much looking for a bit of an instant impact from Martin Devaney, who will be taking charge. I mean, I think the whole kind of new manager bounce, instant impact desire has kind of got out of control, hasn't it, really? You know, bringing someone in to try and win, what, four games? This game, you know, get through a two-legged semi-final and then win the final at Wembley. Pretty crazy. I think Northampton, who don't have anything to play for, they've not had the best season on the road. They are in 14th. They've had a really good return to this level. This is the first year back under John Brady. I can just see Northampton going there, getting a draw, maybe even a win, and just kind of bringing the bad vibes down on Barnsley even more as they kind of look over their shoulder for 90 minutes.
Yeah, because the teams below them, we fancy to win. So,
yes.
Barnsley to finish outside the top six is a general 3-1 shot.
Lovely.
So interesting, that. Interesting. Can't say I disagree, to be honest. Shall we go to League Two now?
Yeah. Again, a reminder to everyone that it's the last day in League Two.
Let's start with what we're really hoping will be such an exciting end-to-end entertaining goal fest with the two best teams in the league. Sorry, Mansfield. It's Wrexham at home to Stockport County. Both teams to score here is priced at 1.58, which I didn't think was too bad because, you know, we've spoken about this before. Stockport have won the league. Wrexham got automatic promotion a couple of weeks ago. Wrexham have got four wins on the bounce. Stockport have got eight wins on the bounce. The last time these two sides played each other earlier on in the season, a real shock 5-0 hammering Stockport did over Wrexham. I can't see a repeat again, but, you know, I feel like both of these sides, since promotion's been confirmed, the shackles have been off. Wrexham has scored four against Crawley, six against Forest Green, three against Crewe in their last three games. Stockport scored four against Accrington last weekend, five against Notts County before that. You know, they're two teams full of goals. We just want to see pure entertainment, everybody going for it, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, goals bet's the way to go here.
Let's have a 6-6 or something looks like that. Yeah,
please.
Yeah. 10 in a row. 10 in a row. Donny Rovers. 10 in a row. It's 10 wins in a row, in case you hadn't guessed, for Donny Rovers. They're going away to Gillingham this weekend to have absolutely nothing to play for and sit in 11th as they plan for next season. Tom, the absolute darlings of the podcast at the moment. Mm-hmm. Doncaster. They're back at a decent price again, 1.9, which I think is really good. Their playoff spot is kind of under threat. I don't think they'll drop out, but there is a possibility where they could drop out. They're pretty much good to go. But the vibes and around the club at the moment, everything seems to be going their way. Last minute winners coming back from the dead, like it is proper box office stuff. So fully expecting them to go to Gillingham and continue and, you know, just absolutely making sure of their playoff spot.
Yeah, completely agree. And really haunt me about that 40-1 that we didn't take. And it gives us a nice little clip for the podcast. If we ever want to roll it out where I say about the 40-1 and then you go, what does that do? You put a tenner on and you lose a tenner? I think were your words.
Wow.
What was I going to say now? Yeah, I've lost my trail of thought. Where were we? Let's just quickly touch on Bradford. They're really short. Bradford, one of those playoff chasing sides. They're 1.28 to win at home to Newport County. Bradford have won four in a row. Newport have lost seven in a row. So you can see why Bradford is such a short price, considering that they need to win and hope results go their way in order to claim that last playoff spot. It's probably going to be unlikely, and Bradford have left it a little bit too late, but I expect them to win this weekend nonetheless. And then just to round up what I have to talk about, looking at Barrow potentially, if you... I don't know. Actually, no. We'll scratch that. I don't know.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
I'm going Mansfield.
Yeah, Barrow are like the Barnsley of League Two, aren't they?
100% they are. Yeah, they've not won in six. They've been up there all season, and now there's a possibility where they could drop out on the last day, which would be heartbreaking because, Tom, if you remember, I mean, it's the cream has risen to the top, right? The budgets have risen to the top. Your top four in League Two as we stand right now, Stockport, Mansfield, Wrexham, MK Dons. You know, some of the highest budgets in the league. And then your crew and crew Alexandra and Barrow, who have been up there all season. There's a realistic scenario where one of them, potentially both, but that would need some kind of miracle, can drop out of the playoffs altogether. And yeah, for Barrow, I think it ends in tears, unfortunately. They're playing against a Mansfield team who weeks ago celebrated promotion, but you know, since that game they've been great. They've beaten Gillingham, they've beaten Accrington Stanley, they've beaten Milton Keynes Dons away from home. Like Mansfield are priced at 2.9. last time we discussed kind of backing Mansfield after promotion, and you know, the bookies thinking they don't have a cause to win, they went on and won, so we're going to do it again.
Yep. Absolutely. Okay, cool. That wraps up everything then for this week's tips. We'll go through last week's bomb-proof travel and bring you this week's one then, shall we?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was over before the weekend really started, and it ended up being just that one leg that let us down, unfortunately. We went for Oxford to beat Stevenage. They could only manage a 1-1 draw, unfortunately. We did have Bolton to beat Port Vale. They won 2-0. And then we had Donny Rovers, of course, against Barrow. A little bit scary at times, but they got it done, 4-2, the win. So yeah, let down the treble. That was priced at 4.7.
Yeah, so I think the only saving grace probably for that one is that if people listen to this on a Saturday morning or Saturday early afternoon before the games kick off, or people don't generally like betting on the Friday kickoff and keep it to the Saturdays, hopefully people didn't get on that.
Yeah.
And they got the two winners on Saturday instead. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go for this week's one then. And we are going to go for, it's going to be Wrexham, Stockport, both teams to score. It's going to be Manchester United against Burnley, both teams to score. And then Darlings, Donny, to round off their season fantastically well with 11 wins in a row. To beat Gillingham away from home. So that's Wrexham, Stockport, both teams to score. Manu, Burnley, both teams to score. And Doncaster to beat Gillingham. The accumulator pays 4.29 with Quiff, so a £10 example stake returns £42.90.
Mm, lovely. And of course, with Quiff, could be anything, really.
It could be anything. You're right.
Mm. Well, I'm excited for League One, League Two last day. I think it's going to be very exciting. And then I just want to kind of get out there that T_FB podcast is where we're going to be covering the playoff games. So we won't be able to do shows previewing every single playoff game, but we will be able to get tips online for you guys should you be interested. So T_FB podcast is the place to be.
Yep. And if you have enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts. But that's it for this week. Enjoy the games this weekend. Hope you have a profitable weekend, and we'll see you again same time next week.